Our Thanksgiving football coverage continues here with Swampscott High football coach Peter Bush. They are playing host to rival Marblehead on Thanksgiving morning at Bloxhidge Field. Peter, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Peter, you guys, I want to talk about this year's game, but you have a long storied memories, I think, of Thanksgiving football at Bloxhidge Field and obviously at Marblehead as well. Kind of what stands out to you, just a quick aside here before we get into this year's game, what is there a game or two that stand out for you?
I definitely think, the Beverly game in the rain, with the elements and things like that, that was kind of a must-win game for us to obviously get us in the win column, but get that third win to qualify for the playoffs. I think the Lynn English game two, especially after, the thing that happened out in Auburn, the kids came back and really played well. So I'd say those two games probably stand out in my mind.
Yeah. Okay. And as you close out the season, you're 6-4 now, but you had that playoff win against St. Mary's. I took notice of that score, which was 35-14, because I'd seen St. Mary's a couple of times and I was very impressed. They're young, but I was very impressed with them. So I think that was a nice win for you guys.
Definitely. Definitely. It was, and again, it's tricky after that was coming off a loss to Linfield in that first round game and you end up playing. But, I was a local team. There's a connection with Coach Driscoll. He was at Winthrop forever. So, obviously, there was a connection with the coaching staff. But the kids played great. I mean, again, it's a tricky game coming off that first-round playoff loss. But the kids were motivated. We had a great week of practice. And, we put everything together to be able to get a win. So, it was good to get that win to go into Thanksgiving week.
No, you're absolutely right. That is an obstacle, I think, coming off after being eliminated in the playoffs. Well, Peter, let's talk about your team, some of the players on your team this year, and where would you begin with this team, and whether it be on offense or defense, you got guys going both ways, I know, but let's start with offense, if we could.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts with our seniors. Jack Hazel, Holden Riddell, Sam Nadworny, and Max Fields. They've been great for us all year. Max is more of a defensive specialist, but, Sam, Jack, and Holden have been very, very good. They've shown great leadership on both sides of the ball. Jack Spear, stepping in as a first-year starting quarterback as a sophomore, has progressed nicely. We've got great contributions from our running back room, and our receivers have been great. And Chris Holley's really been doing a great job with an offensive line. You had a lot of first-year starters there as well. And again, he's been doing a great job. And on defense, in addition to the seniors, Liam Keeney's been one of our leaders at his linebacking position. He's been tremendous, just with knowing the opponent inside and out and knowing what plays we're getting. So, we've gotten great leadership, like I said, from those four seniors. We have a big junior class, and the majority of those kids are playing at a high level for us right now. So we've been very fortunate.
Where would you say you've made progress as a team, individual progress or progress as a team since the start of the season? As you mentioned, a young team.
Yeah, I just think it came down to experience. To be honest, the thing that has improved for us is the kids have gained game experience. Again, we graduated a relatively large senior class last year, and the majority of those kids played. So we had a lot of juniors stepping into a spot for the first time. And there were some growing pains at the beginning of the year, without a doubt. But as the course is, course of the season has gone on, the level of experience these kids have gained throughout the year has been tremendous. And obviously, in tight situations or certain situations and games that these kids aren't used to seeing, now they've seen them. So you'd like to say nothing comes to a surprise, but again, these kids have done a great job. They've really bought into the program and how we do things, and I think that's what where we've seen a lot of our success.
All right, speaking of success, Marblehead football off to a slow start for the 2023 season, coming on strong the second part of the year and had that huge playoff upset in the playoffs on the road earlier just a couple of weeks ago. What are you expecting this week with Marblehead?
I think year in and year out. I mean, Coach Rudloff and his staff, they do a great job preparing their kids. They're sound in everything that they do in all three phases. So, it's going to be a battle. And we, have to pay attention to detail. We got to do the little things right. But they're explosive on offense. They're very stout on defense. And they have a very good kicking you know, their returning kicking game is also very good. So, you know, we've had a good week and a half of practice to prep for this thing, and we're ready to roll on Thursday.
Have they evolved as a team this year? I'm sure you've kept your eye on them during the course of the year, but and where do you think they've made their improvement during the year?
I think it's you know, they're kind of similar to us. They were playing a lot of new players at a lot of new positions, and I think anytime you have that, you don't have that carryover where you get a strong number of kids that play, you know, from their maybe their junior year into their senior year. There's some growing pains there, and I think, you know, if you also look, you can't ignore the fact that those four teams, Bill, that they played. I mean, King Philip is 11 or 10-0 in playing in the Super Bowl. They also played Peabody, who just barely, you know, lost to Barnstable, I think, in that one of the, you know, final Elite Eight games. So, you know, the teams that they play, they schedule tough teams. And I think, you know, again, it when you have a new team and you're breaking in new players at new positions, there's going to be some growing pains. And I think, again, if you look at those first four games, you know, Fenwick being their first one with a lot of returning starters, I think, again, you kind of look at those four games and you got to kind of look at it as, okay, they're playing very difficult opponents. It wasn't like, you know, they're playing some weaker opponent. You know. So I think they played a tough schedule. You know, from what I've seen, again, they had some new players that had to break in. I think they had some injuries too along the way, so they're starting to get healthy. So, like I said, they're going to be at full health, and so we will.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're spot on that for sure with that analysis, I think. Pretty right on. All right, Peter, anything else you want to share with us about Swampscott football heading into Thanksgiving this week?
No, Bill, we're excited. You know, again, the kids have worked really hard. You know, the juniors and the underclassmen have done a great job doing everything they can to make sure they send off these seniors in the right way. So we're excited for the opportunity.
Sounds great. Well, Peter, to you, your family, of course, to the coaching staff, the players and their families, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us.
You too, Bill. Go Big Blue.
There you go. You guys, he's got the outro down, folks. Swampscott High football coach Peter Bush, not his dad, Peter Bush, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.